Time now on Breakfast to meet the Mayor.
Yes, indeed, 23 minutes away from 9 o'clock. Time to wander to the Town Hall and meet our Mayor for the morning. Today, Northern Metropolitan Adelaide is the city of Playford, an area that felt the full force of Holden's decision to discontinue operations. The company's manufacturing plant, you see, is located in the heart of Elizabeth, slap bang in the city of Playford. It's provided significant employment to that Northern Adelaide community. Mayor Glenn Doherty has been at the city helm since 2010, and he joins you now. Glenn, good morning.
Good morning, Jonathan. Good morning, listeners.
We'll get to the nitty-gritty issues like Holden in a moment, but give us a bit of a sense first of the city of Playford, the geography, the composition.
Well, the city of Playford is located in the northern metropolitan region of Adelaide. It's about 25 kilometres from the Adelaide CBD. It's bordered by the coast and runs up into the lovely Mount Lofty Ranges. It's got coastal plain. It's got Adelaide Hills, it's got Adelaide metropolitan regions, some lovely country townships, horticultural zones, wine-growing regions, manufacturing, residential development, and it's one of the fastest-growing communities in South Australia.
That's extraordinarily diverse.
It's extraordinarily diverse. We have 83,000 people that make Playford home, and it really is a wonderful, dynamic community that is seeing significant growth and change.
Now, within that context, the decision of Holden, and which would have affected the workers in Elizabeth within that area, what's the feeling in that community since that decision?
Well, it was a sad day when we heard the Holden plant would close, but we have for many, many years had a lot of speculation in the community about the future of automotive manufacturing. And we know over the last decade there have been a number of jobs lost at the plant. Back in early 2004, we had about 5,500 employees at the plant, and then as of before the announcement a few weeks ago, it was down to about 1,700. So many of the workers and families are obviously upset because Holden has been an institution in the northern suburbs of Adelaide for decades, but have now got some clarity and some consistency in Holden's message, and know that GM Holden have made their decision, and there's a bit of lead time, and now they know what their future will hold instead of having constant media speculation day in, day out when you looked at a newspaper or turned on the television.
Certainty of some sort is a good thing. Are we looking at an exodus, do you think, from Playford of those workers, or is there growth industry within the city which might take up some of that employment slack?
Well, the economic centre of Adelaide is moving into the northern suburbs of Adelaide. We will see and continue to see job growth in Playford, and we know that manufacturing as a percentage of our employment total has gone down, and things like healthcare, advanced manufacturing, defence-related industries, our growth in our horticultural zones are continuing to provide more employment. So we would hope that in the years to when the Holden plant closes, there will be an orderly and productive transition for workers to take up jobs within our local community.
And what's your sense of the role that both state and federal government should play in easing that Holden transition?
Well, I think it's a great opportunity for the northern suburbs of Adelaide that business, unions, the community and government can work together in helping with appropriate assistance packages for retraining our workers, providing opportunities for investment in civic and community infrastructure, and also providing opportunities for some of our start-up businesses, and also securing some of the longer-term defence contracts, etc., that are within the community to give some continued growth and buoyancy to the economic market. So we are working with the state and federal government that we can come up with some great local place-based initiatives that provide opportunities for not only the residents in Playford, but in the wider Northern Adelaide community.
Glenn Doherty is our Meet the Mayor this morning. He's Mayor of the City of Playford in South Australia. And Glenn, you mentioned defence work there. Defence, Holden, industries that require constant maintenance. There's no guaranteed long-term future with any of these things. Is this a fact that the modern municipality has to grapple with?
Well, I think that defence is a long-term need in our community. Australia has a commitment to defending itself and providing that to the community. And in the northern suburbs of Adelaide, we do have extensive defence manufacturing and growth. It's about making sure that we capitalise on that and we have a steady stream of projects and making sure that it's not just the one-off build, but it's the maintenance and the continued use and development of defence-related industries that's really important, because we know that defending Australia is a great thing, and we've got RAF-based Edinburgh right on our doorstep in Playford, and we've got great men and women who are serving our country right across the world in protecting our values and beliefs. And we want to make sure in Playford, in the northern suburbs of Adelaide, we can build the tanks, we can build the jeeps, we can update the aircraft and look after the surveillance systems that these great Australians need in protecting our way of life.
Glenn Docherty, thanks for being our Meet the Mayor this morning.
No worries. Thank you, Jonathan. Thank you for having me, and I wish you a happy new year.
Thank you very much. Glenn Docherty, he's Mayor of Playford, Northern Metropolitan Adelaide. He was our Meet the Mayor this morning. There'll be another one tomorrow.